Welcome to the weekly podcast for HarpingOnRugby.net, where we keep the rugby chat going online 24/7. Going straight into this week's open side topic, and the question was, who do you think will be Ireland's captain at the 2015 World Cup, and why? So straight in with the answers. On Twitter, we've got MGal52, who says, Johnny Sexton, just look at the way he led Leinster in this year's Heineken Cup final. Thanks for that, Mark. Connor Dempsey agrees. He says, I think it will be Jono. He is the ruthless single-minded winner, as the recent Heineken Cup final demonstrated. Alan Conway says he would love to see Jamie Heaslip as captain in 2015. He's a natural-born leader. And Steve Manning agrees with him. He says Heaslip, nobody else with his mentality, media savvy, work ethic, and lead-by-example style. Thanks, Steve. Some aren't so willing to let go. Susan J. Harrison says Brian O'Driscoll, because I'm in denial that he will ever retire. Thanks for that, Susan. It's very true. Kate McAvoy says, I'd be surprised if it wasn't Heaslip, but I think O'Brien has great leadership qualities, and Tommy Bowe seems to be universally liked. Interesting, Kate. Thank you. Kieran Duffin says, Jamie Heaslip, it has his name written all over it. The man has all the skill to go with his defense. Thanks, Kieran. And finally on Twitter, Rugby Kino says, Johnny Ten has been growing in composure, savvy, and leadership almost by the match. He marshals the backs well and isn't afraid to get stuck in either. And let us never forget the halftime talk. Surely a future captaincy in play. So that was Twitter. Thanks, Kino. Now, on Facebook, James Staunton says, I think it could be Sean O'Brien. He's a bit like Bod. He is one of the best up-and-coming players we have, and he is always consistent. Thanks, James. Connor Cronin says, it's a good chance of being Jamie Heaslip. His experience as a player with the under-21s, with Leinster and with the national squad by then, should see him as a lead contender. He's got the drive and the ambition. Failing that, Johnny Ten. After the wonder speech in Cardiff, he's bound to be an outstanding leader. It's great stuff, Connor. Thank you. Colin Mehigan throws this opinion in. He says, I reckon Gay Byrne is throwing his hat into the ring, too. Okay. Thanks, Colin, for that. Kevin O'Connor says, I think it can only be Johnny Sexton. When a leader was needed in the Heineken Cup final, his words at halftime, followed by his actions on the field, showed his leadership qualities. In 2015, he'll be at his peak as both a player and a leader, in my opinion. Great stuff, Kevin. Dermot Marinan says, I think it will be Heaslip, but I don't think it should be. Not doubting his ability, but he's a bit cocky for an Irish captain. I think Sean O'Brien or Sexton would be a great call. And finally, I think sums it up well, Carl O'Reilly says, great question. Thanks, Carl. Can't say I agree with Dermot that Heaslip is too cocky, given that Johnny has had a reputation for cockiness as well. I think this is a great question given the amount of potential candidates. 6 months ago, I would have said Heaslip without hesitation, but Sexton has been shown real leadership qualities of late, and O'Brien has the obvious quality to lead any side from the front. Since these have been said, I'll go for Stephen Ferris. He's an inspiring defender and a dangerous ball carrier when running on two healthy legs. If he stays fit, he will probably be one of our most experienced players at playing the captain's role come 2015. This question has given me real confidence in the future mentality of the Irish team. As has your answer, Carl. Thanks for that very much. So some great responses there. Now, if you want to read more great comments like that, then be sure and head on over to www.facebook.com/harpingonrugby. There's some great threads and comments, especially after the naming of the team yesterday. So by all means, throw your own two cents in. They're more than welcome. Now, next I want to talk about the halftime quiz. Everyone be sure and have a go at answering the question at halftime during the France-Ireland game tomorrow on Twitter or Facebook. And best of luck to @Mark6R and @SimplyWines, who are in the teatimes.ie League Grand Final. There's a good prize for whoever gets the question in first, or their answer in first there. Now, during the week, I launched a new feature on the blog called Roots and All. Go over and check it out if you haven't seen it yet. Just to let you know, two new teams will be revealed next Wednesday. You've already been introduced to Guinness RFC, but the next two will show you not only are they not all from Leinster, they're not even all from Ireland. So be sure and check the Facebook page on Wednesday. Okay. Now, next up, we've got my six-pack predictions. These are the six teams I think will win over the weekend. So I got three right last week, so hopefully I'll do better. So this week, my six are Italy, France, Wales, Australia, Blue Bulls, and Lions. Those last two, of course, in the Currie Cup, okay? social media follower count this week is up 66 to 2275, so welcome to all the newbies. And that's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy your rugby wherever you are this weekend, and be sure to stay in touch, never pause, and always engage. Come on the Ireland.